Hello and happy Wednesday. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of our PAC Politics Podcast. Our podcast is brought to you by our organization, our United Resource PAC. I am your host, Brittany McDowell, and I did forget to mention that we are a tax-exempt political organization. But again, my name is Brittany McDowell, and again, I thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode. Today we have a message from Jamie, he is the chief executive of JP Morgan Chase, Jamie Dimon. And he didn't actually talk to me directly. He made a blanket statement about stimulus. And I want to talk about that. I just want to briefly examine what it is that the chief executive of JP Morgan Chase, what he has to say about stimulus. This is not going to be a long, drawn out episode. He didn't say a whole heck of a lot, but he did say enough that has a lot of weight. He didn't have to say a lot to communicate a lot about our need for economic stimulus due to COVID-19. So sit back, we'll jump right into the show. It is hump day, and I will get you on your way very shortly, because this is not going to be a very long episode. So that said, sit back and let's get this episode started. Hey, this is Brittany. Just wanted to shoot you a quick reminder. Look in the description box of this episode and you can find a link to our website. On our website, you can find our latest blog posts. You can find our contact information. If you even want to make a contribution, you can go over there and do that as well. You can find out the policies we are looking at and targeting as an organization. You know, I say all the time that we are a tax-exempt political organization. If you want to know more about that, again, go on over to our website, our-pack.com, where you can find out everything you want to know. You can do everything you want to do. We will gladly welcome you on our website with open arms. Again, check out our website in the description box below. Let's get into the nitty-gritty, shall we? What did Jamie Dimon, the chief executive of JP Morgan Chase, say about stimulus? Well, he said this, and I quote, "This is childish behavior on the part of our politicians." And again, this is coming directly. This was said directly by Jamie Dimon. Again, he is the chief executive of JP Morgan Chase. And he's very correct in saying that this is childish. You know, if you had listened to previous podcast episodes, I mentioned how Nancy Pelosi needed to stand her ground, right? She needed to not move off of her demand for a higher stimulus package, given everything that needed to be done at the time. Now, it might be kind of mind-boggling considering that because nothing has been done and we need actually more than we needed months ago, it might be mind-boggling to fathom that I actually think that now was the time to actually compromise. And again, I know it's like, you're like, Brittany, well, you know, we need more. Shouldn't she really stick to her guns at this point? No. At this point, Nancy Pelosi needs to compromise. Now, should she come down to the $500 billion in terms of the stimulus small, skinny bill that the Republicans want? No. But she does need to move off of where she is. She does need to come down a little bit. I'd even go so far as to say more than a little bit. She needs to come down quite substantially. If you had listened to one of my previous episodes, I had mentioned that, look, you know, we've got some things, you know, we talked about five things that are either have expired already in terms of stimulus, or they are set to expire by the 31st of December. And I said, look, you know, let's just take what we can get right now until we get to a President Joe Biden, which we are well on our way to, right? Now, this also might kind of seem in conflict with what I recently said about the fact that our government is set to run out of money come, I believe it's the 14th of December. Now, look, I don't think that Nancy should be standing her ground with stimulus. But I do think where Nancy Pelosi needs to stand her ground is on our on the funding of our government. I think she does need to say, look, if you want us to fund the government, we do need some sort of stimulus, but does it need to be as large as she is asking? Yes, it does need to be, but should she be willing to come down? Absolutely. On the flip side, I will also speaking about childish behavior, I'll speak to what we're seeing on the right from Republicans. Look, Mitch McConnell has got to move off of this whole, I'm not going to do anything or I'm barely going to do anything. I mean, we talked recently about the unemployment numbers that we see, right? We see that what happens is people, they exhaust all of their unemployment benefits. And as a result, what ends up happening is it looks as if the numbers, the unemployment numbers are getting smaller because those people are no longer getting counted. A lot of those people still don't have unemployment. It's just they've exhausted their benefits. And if you don't know, now you're about to know that we are approaching this cliff where about 12 million Americans, 12 million Americans are about to exhaust their pandemic unemployment assistance, PUA program, which is the program that gave unemployment to those who typically don't qualify, your gig workers, self-employed, yada, 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 right? And so those people, they're about to go off of the cliff on December 26th. So when that happens, you know what's going to happen? We're going to be hearing from Republicans come January saying, well, look, the unemployment numbers, everyone just got jobs pretty much. So we really don't need to do anything. So Democrats do need to keep that in mind. But going back to what I was saying about Mitch McConnell, he does need to come up. Do I expect him to come all the way up to Nancy's number? Absolutely not. Just how I don't expect Nancy Pelosi to go all the way down to Mitch McConnell's number. Even if we're not talking about something exactly in the middle, both parties have to move, right? We need supporters of both parties to push their side and say, look, you've got to move. You've got to move closer to the other side. And it can't just be a dollar. It can't just be $2. It can't just be $1,000. It's going to have to be several billion dollars or million dollars, rather, in the direction, well, billion, yeah, billion and maybe even trillion, depending on the position that the person is taking, towards the other party. So, you know, look, I'm not going to get into like the nitty gritty because I don't want to make this a long episode, but I will say that movement is needed from both sides. And it is so spot on when Jamie Dimon talks about how what we're seeing is childish with basically both sides unwilling to kind of hold their ground. And again, I completely admit and own up to the fact that I said that Nancy Pelosi needed to stand her ground months ago, but we are past that point, right? Jamie Dimon also said, and I quote, I mean, just split the baby and move on. We need to help the citizens of America. And again, this was said by Jamie Dimon, the chief executive of JP Morgan Chase. And so, look, you know, we have a whole lot of other issues, right? Whether you're talking issues related to economic stimulus, like, you know, we can talk about the reforms that need to be made regarding, income and eviction and healthcare and all this other stuff that is very important, but quite frankly, we can't get there. We can't get to other issues if we don't first address this. So both sides, if you want to see movement on your issue, whatever those issues might be, you've got to have American people alive, well, and ready to be able to tackle those issues. And without economic stimulus, we cannot do that. Like Jamie Dimon said, we need to just split the baby and move on. Maybe we don't split the baby exactly in half. And I hate the idea about splitting babies, but look, we've got to split the baby. We didn't decide to save the whole baby months ago. So now we've got to make some tough decisions, but a cut has to happen. And both sides have to be willing to make that cut because what we've been doing, this unwillingness to cut anywhere, is not working.
It's fall, and you know what that means, right? You can find us on Facebook. No, I know that fall and Facebook have nothing to do with each other, but they both start with the letter F. So, according to my logic, perfect time to tell you about finding us on Facebook since it is fall. Isn't that exceptional logic? By my point of view, it is. Anywho, in the description box below, you'll find a link to our Facebook page. Check us out. If you like us, like our page, we'll be more than glad to have you. Again, find us on Facebook. Look in the description box below for the link.
All right, guys, so thank you for tuning in to this Wednesday episode of our PAC Politics podcast. Look, Jamie Dimon is absolutely correct on stimulus. We need it. We need it now. And what we are seeing from politicians is childish. This is behavior that if you had had it, if you had a teenager and they were demonstrating this behavior, if you had two teens, you'd reprimand them both. You'd send them both to their room. You'd take away both their phones. You would do something because the behavior that you were seeing from both is unacceptable. It's childish, right? Let's split the baby, even if it's not exactly down the middle, even if it's not, you know, line by line, half of it. Like, we've got to do something, you know? When it comes to Nancy, look at the things. I know that everything ultimately needs to be done, but what can we do to carry us through Q1? Something, some things, you know, whether, like I said, looking at, for instance, the PUA, I mentioned that we're going to have 12 million Americans just fall off the rolls. Literally, Democrats can't afford to have that happen, because I mentioned exactly what's going to happen if we allow that to happen. If you allow 12 million people to fall off the unemployment rolls on December 26th, when that PUA program expires, you can forget anything getting done in 2021, because it's going to automatically appear that things just got better and all those people got jobs, when everyone who has half a brain knows that that's not what happened. What happened was that those people are no longer being counted on the unemployment rolls, because technically that unemployment roll will no longer exist. It will cease to exist from that week forward. So literally, from a strategic perspective, like, that is something that Democrats, if they really want things done in 2021, once we get that President Joe Biden in office, like, you can't afford to let that lapse, because that's going to be something almost insurmountable that they're going to have to contend with, that is going to really aid in opposition to the 2021 agenda for COVID-19 economic stimulus and relief. And so, my head hurts. I'm done. Have a great day. Happy Wednesday. I will see you Friday. Be safe. Stay safe. These numbers are horrendous. It's not safe for anybody. I don't know if anybody remembers years ago that kid that was, he wasn't a kid, he was a young man, who they made that meme about. He was saying, hide your kids, hide your wife. No, like, literally right now, hide your kids, hide your wife. I don't know what else he said after that, because I really didn't listen. I just know when he said, hide your kids, hide your wife. Anywho, have a good day, guys. Hide your kids, hide your wife, and wear a hazmat suit.